I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.
Everyone, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show for you this evening. We'll be talking to Dr. Raj Gopal, and he is a Vedic astrologer that channels the immortal Himalayan master Mahavatar Babaji. And he also helps people solve any kinds of problems with Sri Babaji's guidance. This is a real treat for me, especially because in my background, my spiritual teachers were Paramahansa Yogananda, and I hope that Dr. Raj Gopal will feel right at home here on ET Yoga, knowing that there's a painting of Babaji hanging in my living room. Dr. Raj Gopal, are you out there?
I am here.
Hi, how are you doing? I guess it's this
very, 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 very,
New Delhi.
Very, very fine, with the blessings of Babaji.
That's fabulous. Well, without too much further ado, then I'd like to mention that are you familiar of the connection between Babaji and Yogananda?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm very much aware of it. Very fine.
Yes,
it
as a matter of fact, the last time that I was in Encinitas, California, I was in a meditation room there with. In the one of the centers of Yogananda's, and in their line of gurus was Yogananda with his guru picture of Sri Yukteswar, and then Lahira Mahasaya, and then his guru being Babaji. Is that a line that you're familiar with?
Absolutely correct. Babaji also has got a guru by name Boganathar and Agastya. These two are Babaji's guru. And for these two people, Guru is Lord Shiva himself. So this is the lineage which is coming. We are all the disciples of Babaji.
Uh-huh. That's fabulous. Now, with respect to your particular expertise as a Vedic astrologer, could you tell us how the your astrology differs from the Western modes?
Yeah. What I would like to say about the mind scope, what I am being given as a gift by Babaji, is the human beings are experiencing good as well as bad. The human being needs comfort. So these planets which are in seven in numbers plus Rahu and Ketu, which are two added to that one making nine, it is these planets actually bring happiness or sorrow or what experience one undergoes. So when you want to mentally make a person, spiritually make a person strong or recipient of all goodness, it is also important to know the planetary and karmic problem of a person so that which direction or which path he will be able to take to achieve the goal for which he has taken a birth. So to know this one, we should know the birth time and birth date as well as the birthplace of the person, so that we can arithmetically we can calculate the planetary position as per the astronomical details on the zodiac. But here what happens, what is a gift given to me is I just touch the photograph of the person, concerned person, and I am revealed only thing is that what is a planet creating a problem or could create a hurdle for this person in his path. Those are the planets which I note down. And subsequent to that one, to confirm astronomically and astrologically whether the revelations what I have received is correct or not, I cast the astrological chart as per the dictum of the astrology and compare both this and make a study and confirm my readings what has been revealed by the mind scope. This gives me an immense pleasure as because it is giving a lot of solution for the people who are seeking the help from me. In this way, really, Babaji has helped me to help the human beings in various ways. This is one way which I am doing it.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us an example of the types, of a specific example of a type of a problem that the mind scope process would be beneficial for?
Yeah. See, specific problem, I don't touch the horoscope and or the photograph of the person and ask him what is the problem of this particular person. The person may have so many problems or so many experiences, but he may not experience himself. A person may have a cancer, but he may not feel that he has got a cancer. Only an expert can tell that he has got a cancer. But what is his symptoms, what he says, based on that only the person, the doctor, or a physician finds out what could be the disease he will be suffering. And if he explains his experience to say that I am, he will not know that he is under poverty. He will say, I am not able to buy this one, I am not afford to this one, I am not able to get this one. So then we think that this person is weak in his finance. So this is how we take the symptoms of a person and find out whether there is a person, what is the problem of that person. For example, the person who comes to me, he says his problem, what is his problem. Then I find out, put my mind scope on that particular area and find out to what extent the experience of this person, which he says he is suffering, is true, and to what extent it can be improved, and to what extent it will not improve if he is not making an attempt. So these three parameters I will be explaining to them, and this will be confirmed from mind scope connected with his astrological chart. Just because mind scope has revealed, I don't put a full stop there. I take the birth details of the person and confirm whether the chart also gives me a clear picture of that particular event likely to happen. But there are cases where the astrological chart itself may be wrong. At that point of time, what best I do is I take the photograph of the person, ask him to raise a specific question relating to any subject to him. Then that question will be put before the mind scope. The mind scope gives me an answer. This is the answer for this one. That will be revealed to the person. That becomes a guide for him. So once you get a guidance of anything, it is like getting a compass when you are traveling in the ocean. Once you know the direction, you get the route to you.
Okay, and what I was referring to is a specific problem that you could tell us that you've been able to assist with.
Yeah, any type of problem. Any type of problem which human being is suffering. It could be a health-related problem, it could be a business-related problem, it could be a relationship-oriented problem, or it could be an expression of thought for a person, it could be not able to achieve a spirituality. A person has got a thirst for having certain things. For example, a person wants to go spirituality, but he is not able to attain. So a person comes and asks me, this is his basic problem for him. He has got a lot of longing for getting spirituality into his life, but is not able to achieve. This is the main problem for that person. So what we'll have to do, what I do is I analyze this case, where the hurdles are there. I find out the hurdles. Hurdles are known to me when I touch the photograph and I totally analyze this one. So I get a solution for that one. I suggest him this is what you are supposed to do it. Once that course is taken, the solution comes to him, the hurdles are getting cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
And now, how long have you been connected with Babaji?
Babaji, I am connected from 1979. So, but I came to know about the connection very late, actually. It was about 10 years back he revealed to me that the connection started from 1979 when I was very, very sick, you know. See, what I did, I had a fever and I was admitted to hospital vomiting fresh blood. So this went on very complicated issue and my hemoglobin level had come down to 4 and doctors have almost left the hope that I can't survive. So some miracles have happened and I recovered. They told me to come for a surgery. So I took, I did not go for the surgery, but I went for a Siddha treatment, which is connected to Babaji. The doctor who is a Siddha Vaidya is a very elderly person who treated me when I was sitting in his clinic. A sadhu walked in, and when the sadhu walked in, I was totally taken by like a magnet before him, and I just followed him. What had happened is, he just gave me a touch. That was in 1979. So, subsequent to that one, I was 100% cured. Till that, I did not undergo any surgery. Subsequent to that one, it was on 28th of April, 1991, at 11:45 a.m. in Indian Standard Time. I was guided by the same sadhu about 10 days prior to this date, what I mentioned, 28th April, to meet me at another city in India, which is Mumbai. I met the sadhu on 28th April 1991 at the specified time, which was around 11:45 a.m. And the sadhu gave me a blessings and touched me. And they gave me a small stone, which was a gem, which I am protecting it even today. And from that date, good things have happened. And later, 4-5 years later to this 1991, one of the meditation session, it was revealed, I was going through the photograph of the Babaji, which was gifted to me through a book. One of my clients who came to visit me, because they had no issues, they had no children, and one child was born by a remedy done by me. So as a result, they wanted to pay their respect and they gifted me a book which contained Babaji's photograph. And on that day, I was meditating on that one for a subsequent 3-4 days. So time suddenly, all things were revealed to me and Babaji asked me, "And do you remember who I am?" I said, "I don't know anything about it." Then he told me, I asked, why did not appear before me in the form what has been seen in photograph? He said, "I am omnipotent and I am omnipresent. I will be available any shape, anywhere. And I had come to you long back. And now your corporate life is over. Now you are meant for a different purpose. Take a new journey." And he guided me. From that day, I put my papers in the corporate sector. And I took up this. And I learned something from my father on astrology. Suddenly my father passed away. And once my father passed away, I was not having any knowledge on astrology. I just begged with Babaji, "How do I take up this course, what you are initiating to me?" Babaji said, "Wait for a few days and see." One day when I was sleeping, I felt that as though my skull is being opened when I was in dream. And my father is coming and dumping a lot of things in my head, opening a skull. This was the experience I went on. The next morning when I woke up, I had a lot of knowledge on astrology. I was able to read all the permutation combinations of the planetary. This is the experience I got, and I realized, and from that day I totally connected and devoted to Babaji.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite an interesting story. Yeah. Now, are you familiar that in Autobiography of a Yogi, it says that if you say the name of Babaji with reverence, you will get a blessing? Have you heard this?
Absolutely correct. Every individual is giving a new type of experience about meeting Babaji or having an experience in his puja room and in his meditation room or during his meditation. And Babaji has very clearly committed, and he has told me, I will appear in different, he will select to whom he has to speak and to whom he has to have an embrace, to whom he has to have a shake hand. It is, when a person comes and tells me that he had an experience of Babaji, absolutely I believe. Babaji has told me very clearly that I will be appearing before many, many people, selected few. Only those blessed will have, who are devoted to me. Devoted to Babaji does not mean just to having a blind faith with Babaji. Devoted to Babaji means devoted to the truth, devoted to the service to the humanity, devoted to doing good things, devoted to being goodness within ourselves and thinking, thought, process, everything is good. That is what called devoted to Babaji. Once a person is having all these qualities, Babaji will say definitely it speaks to those persons. And whoever says that I have met Babaji, absolutely it is a true experience, and it cannot be explained in paper or in a voice or anything. It is an experience of each individual.
Yes, and I actually have an interview with Babaji that was done about a month ago on on a radio station, and the question was asked to him. It said, what is your message to Americans? And Babaji replies the same as to all mankind, to follow the principles of truth, simplicity, and love. The questioner then says, does truth mean more than speaking truthfully? And Babaji says, truth has many meanings. And the questioner says, does simplicity mean living close to the earth with few possessions? And Babaji says, it means to be devoid of self-possession and egotism. Then the questioner says, does love mean to love other people and to love God? And Babaji says, to love other people is to love God. The questioner then says, what does Om Namah Shivaya mean? And Babaji says, it has a very deep meaning. It is a Maha Mantra. Does that connect with your understanding of some of Babaji's latest teachings?
Babaji's mantra, what he has, what I do is, Om Sadguru Babaji Namaha. Om Sadguru Babaji Namaha. The mantra given by Babaji is Paramaguru. Babaji's guru is Agastya as well as Bhoganatha. Bhoganatha and Agastya's guru is Shiva, Lord Shiva. So guru's guru is referred to as a Paramaguru. Babaji is referring to his guru's mantra. Whereas for me and you, Babaji is the Guru. So we use Om Sadguru Babaji Namaha. And Babaji's, someone was asking me last interview, what will be the state of elections and results in America during this time? What Babaji says about it? I was giving an answer. Babaji will not interfere with who is going to win. Both are children of Babaji. Whether it is Obama or it is Clinton, both are the children. Whether Babaji has no inclination towards America, does not have an inclination towards India, does not have any kind of interest in Ethiopia, but he has got an interest in every place and for every humanity. This is a speciality with Babaji. Whether there is a team match between India and America, who is winning or who is losing is immaterial for Babaji. Babaji is there to enjoy the game what is being played. Both Obama as well as any other party who is coming to this one, both are the children of Babaji. Whoever is truthful, whoever is going to deliver something to the humanity will be selected automatically. The nature will tell what it is. Nature doesn't accept anything which is not, cannot be accepted. Nature doesn't restrict anything which has to be given to him. So Babaji is another form of nature, which in a natural course of time, Babaji will enjoy what is to be, what is to happen has to happen. And he will be a witness to all these happenings, and he will not side this way or that way. This is the reality of Babaji. One has to experience and explore Babaji more and his connection with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, has Babaji revealed anything to you about the year 2012?
2012, Babaji told me not to predict anything about any. You just answer a question, meditate, answer a question and tell. Peculiarly one incident has happened. The person whom I referred who had given me a book, he has also got a lot of insights into Babaji's life. Once when tsunami hit India as well as the rest of the world, he called me specifically and told me that there is an event likely to take in Bangalore South. And as a result of that one, the person who was staying in Bangalore shifted his all his residence and went back from Bangalore. He thought there is likely to be a very big catastrophe in Bangalore happening. Can you check? I was checking those things because the moment he told me that it is in Bangalore, my view also confined to Bangalore South only. I kept the map of Bangalore South and I meditated. And the Bangalore, total Bangalore I meditated. It was showing towards south there is a catastrophe there. And I thought it is going to be somewhere some hit like what had happened to the New York by this terrorist. Similar things could happen. What I did, I took the entire family of mine and went back to Nagapattinam and other side of southern part of Kanyakumari, Cape Comorin and other places, including my father and mother, everybody. And just we went and touched the sea and came. Exactly after 2 months, when I came back to Bangalore, nothing had happened to Bangalore, but the place where I went, all the places were hit by tsunami. So what happens when we are darkened by such kind of theories within our own mind, the prejudice will come back and it will attack us and it won't give a proper result for anybody. So 2012, what is likely to happen, I will not be able to take. And just looking at the planetary position, I never predict anything. Babaji told me not to predict anything to anybody. Don't tell him you will become a governor. He may not become. Governor is one of the 10,000 designations what one person can have it. We cannot specifically say this will happen or that will happen. But if a specific question is raised, I can check up from MindScope whether there will be a earthquake in this particular place on that one. I will be able to check up and tell you whether there it will be there or not. But general predictions, I don't do it.
Mm-hmm. And what is Sapta Marga? And when did Babaji reveal this to you?
Sapta Marga, it was on what we call astrologically is Shukla Paksha. It was initiated to me by Babaji one of the meditation session on 5th May 2006. It was exactly 2 years, just 5 days back, 2 years was over. And he has initiated me into Sapta Marga. The Sapta Marga is seven path what a person has to take to purify himself and purify the society and give goodness for the society and the human beings. They are referred to as Karma Marga. Second is Bhakti Marga. Third one is Jnana Marga. Fourth one is Dhyana Marga. Fifth one is Nyaya Marga. Sixth one is Shanti Marga. And the seventh one is Sneha Marga. To give a simple example of each one of them, although each one has got several meanings within it, to just unfold in this short interview, Karma Marga is one's duty, the path of karma. The duty what a person has got commitment is path, what is referred to as Karma Marga. What duty he has to accomplish in his life, what has been allotted to him, how he can fine-tune this one. This is called Karma Marga. Bhakti Marga is the thing which is devotion. What kind of devotion one can have and what a fixed idea about it. The third one is Jnana Marga. Having both the Margas, Jnana Marga is it's intellectual knowledge. Without an intellectual knowledge, we will not be in a position to distinguish between good and bad and right and wrong. So this is Jnana Marga provides you an insight into your intellectual. Jnana Marga, it is when you do everything, ultimately, to see God, we close the eyes. And when we want to search something, we put the light and we open our eyes and search. But when we want to search God and ourselves, every person closes his eyes and in dark only it searches. This is a speciality. So this is called Dhyana Marga. When you are in meditation, the path of meditation, you can find various things, what has been lost within you and what has been found outside. Fifth one is a Nyaya Marga. The Nyaya Marga is a righteous path. We will be confused which is right and which is wrong. And we will be, in Nyaya Marga, we will be able to select which is the right path to take a journey. Sixth one is a Shanti Marga. Shanti Marga is a peaceful way of attaining anything. We can have anything within our control, but it need not bring violence on anything. With love and affection, definitely it can be done. That is the called Shanti Marga. The final seventh pathway is Sneha Marga. Having attained all the six things, we through friendship only, the bondage is created with friendship. That is called Sneha Marga. The Sneha Marga is one thing which has been given last in the order. The reason is, we should not be blindfolded on anything. If you happen to be my friend, it becomes Sneha, which is friendship. If you do wrong, I will be probably supporting you even if you are wrong, because you are friend. So to keep, in the irrespective of the friendship, whatever it is, the Sneha Marga is first righteous position, the dharmic way, karmic way, dhyana way, the righteous way, as well as the peaceful way. After selecting all these things, you, with all these qualities, you find a, create a person and have friendship with that person, which is called satsang. This is called Sapta Marga, which is being, which people will be initiated after my Babaji Sannidhan, which is under construction, will come up in Bangalore, India. In the meanwhile, I am also planning to organize during next January 2009 a tour of South India where Babaji's life is connected. There are several places of Babaji's life connected, and there are several sites and temples in India, southern India. I am planning to organize a tour, a program, which will be of 15 days to 18 days for the persons. Those persons who are interested can join. They can explore this opportunity. And during that time, some of the people will be definitely given initiation on this Sapta Marga.
Mm-hmm. Now, with respect to the Sapta Marga, it's very similar to the integral yoga that Swami Sachidananda teaches in the West. Are you familiar with him?
Absolutely. Swami Sachidananda is Marshal Govindan, isn't it?
Yes, and he passed from this plane in 2002. But I've been a student of his for a long time, and this is very similar to his teachings. Now, is there any charge for the Sapta Marga initiation?
Absolutely no charge for any initiation. Babaji told me only my consultation and mind scope is only charging, and the remedies only is charging. Sapta Marga, absolutely there is no charge. And people can concentrate, they can contribute voluntarily, whatever they need, they can contribute. If they don't want to continue, they are not able to do it, it is not required. To create funds for initiating and these things, that is the reason I am charging for mind scope, and construction of the Babaji Sannidhan is coming up. Absolutely, there is no fees for anything for this initiation of Sapta Marga. But incidental, some charges will be there for administrative work, very, very, very negligible.
Okay, and can you tell us about the Sri Chakra Maharmeru and the
Which
Navagraha
one?
Sannidhi?
Which one?
Sri Chakra Maharmeru and the Navagraha Sannidhi, which were going to be built in the shrine, and what's unique about them?
Yeah. See, when we make a shrine for Babaji, in front of Babaji, there will be a Sri Chakra. Sri Chakra, what we see in photograph, is it is in a flat form. Mahameru of the Sri Chakra will be, it will be in a three-dimensional object. For example, if we keep the center portion of the Sri Chakra and just pull it on top, it becomes like a mountain. So in that shape, Sri Chakra is enshrined with all the energies of the universe, and it is potent, and it is with the Mahashakti, who is the consort of Lord Shiva, the grand guru of Babaji, Parama Guru of Babaji. So this will be in front of Babaji in a big size, and this is the one of the unimaginable energy-emitting object, which is Sri Chakra, the most powerful, the number one powerful Yantra is Shri Chakra on Earth as of doubt, which draws all kind of positive energy from everywhere and gives to the humanity. This will be kept in front of Babaji. Babaji will be sitting in front of this one. The Navagraha is irrespective of what we do. Everything is governed only by this Navagraha. A person cannot say that I will go out of my house and sun cannot attack me, sun cannot shine on me. There is no such condition. Every creature has to have the sunshine on it. Sun and the sun is one of the grahas, one of the planet. Moon is one of the planet which is visible to us. There are other 7 planets, 5 plus 2, 7 planets, total 9 planets, which are invisible to us. Sun and moon is visible and Shukra, Venus is visible to us sometime. Just because it is not visible, we cannot say those planets are not there. The sages of India, thousands of years ago, without the aid of any binocular or any instrument or any telescope, they have identified these planets, existence of these planets, and they have even measured the distance, size of the planet, characteristics of the planet, what impact it can make on human being. And all these details are available. So, to put it in a very simple form, the Navagrahas govern all our activities of day-to-day in a micro organism or in a macro situation. So the planet, all the 9 planets, there is a tradition in India, all the 9 planets will be installed at a particular place and the people go around it to take care of it, take a bath, spiritual bath of the planet. So those 9 planets also will be installed along with Babaji's Sannidha. So people who come to them, they will be in a receptive position to receive positive energy, positive thought. A person may enter Babaji's Sannidha in the beginning without any faith, without any kind of expectation, or he has got an averse to Babaji's existence. So for such of those people, to make them realize what is good and what is bad, they need to be in a receptive position. When they are in receptive position, things start flowing to themselves and enlighten. The main purpose of Babaji is to enlighten people, bring knowledge to them. Available knowledge is available within a person. Only thing is, we will have to open the cap and give it. So these are the Babaji's statue, Sri Chakra Mahameru, as well as Navagraha statues. These are the 3 things which will produce a positive energy to open up their bottled knowledge.
And can you give us some information about the Babaji Yantra?
Yeah, Babaji Yantra, the conceiving of Babaji Yantra itself is a miracle actually happened. Because I sit in my car, in my commercial complex, and give consultation for the people who come to me and for a charge. There are occasions, there are people who can't afford to take my consultation and they can't take my remedies because they are poor and they don't have money. They can't afford to do that one because they earn a very meager sum of money. So in one of the sessions, I was feeling pathetic about it and I asked Babaji, Babaji, what is the way out I can help these such people? Then Babaji revealed to me, you do this particular yantra and you make a trust. So that from the trust you make this yantra and reach it to the people, so that people get connected to the yantra and I am invited to the concerned house, so that whoever is devoted to me, whoever devoted to the truth and the truthfulness of the life, they are able to get good results. So based on that one, several sessions went on and Babaji guided me how to conceive this one. Because human experience are influenced and confined to the zodiacal path of planets. And it is totally demarcated by the stars and constellations. So the Babaji, when he guided me, the yantra is designed and it is encompassed with 12 rashis. There are 12 houses in an horoscope. 12 rashis starting from Aries to Pisces. So the 12 rashis are there in that particular yantra. Sun and Moon, the entire planets are called Sun's family. Sun and all the planets are imbibed therein. The stars are there. There are 28 stars as per the Hindu astrological details. 28 stars are put there. and each star has got four quadrant, four part, one quarter, 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 another quarter. So when you make 27 into 4, it happens to be 108. Actually, 28 planets are there, but for astrological purpose, only 27 planets are taken. One 28th planet by name Abhijit is inserted between two planets. So for calculation purpose, it is taken as 27. 27 into 4 quadrant is 108, what we call it as quadrant as Pada. These 108 spots have been imbibed there. The new moon has been imbibed there, and the full moon also has been imbibed there. Day is imbibed there, and night is imbibed. And Sadhguru Mahavatar Babaji is seated in the center of the yantra, and the connected siddhas, 18 siddhas have been identified throughout southern India, where siddhas life is taken. There are hundreds and thousands of siddhas, but each siddha has got different names. The same siddha is appeared in different forms and different names. So by that they have become more than 18. But in general there are 18 siddhas, 18 siddhas what they call it as. These siddhas are also enshrined within the Babaji's yantra. And Babaji's birth details is peculiarly only one place where I differ with Babaji's birth is Babaji has revealed to me he has taken birth in 562 BC, not in after the Christ. He says before the Christ he has taken, and it was BC 562. That birth details and birthplace of Babaji, where which is Porto Nova in Tamil Nadu, and the nakshatra which he falls, all these informations have been imbibed in the yantra. And behind the yantra, there are several mystical formulas which produce so many results for a person. Those things can bring several of the good things for humanity, like bringing a happy home, comfortable life, confidence, building confidence and happiness, courage against lot of attacks on him, family progress will take place, favors from politicians and government will take place, favors from superiors will happen, all his desires will be fulfilled, and his diseases will be healed, knowledge and wisdom will be shined on him, power and authority will be put on him, prosperity will come to him, he will be protected from all troubles, he will be protected from dangers to the self as well as to the family. He will be protected from all evil heists which are being done with through malefic purposes. Then he will have a sound of finances, and he will have his self as well as his dependents also will be having sound health as well as wealth. And he will have success in all his activities, and he will have success in profession as well as business. Like that, several results will happen. All these things, if I will have to create a remedy from my mind scope for each of the person and give this one, it will cost me not less than $1,000. So it is a great gift of Babaji's Babaji Yantra. He has given it for a very, 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 very small amount of this one. It costs just $50 in US terms, and in Indian it costs ₹562. And it is any poor person can have this one and take it. Another speciality of this yantra is all the expenditure for preparation and doing puja, energizing, everything is borne by me. And all the money received for this one goes to Babaji's trust. This is how I have conceived as per the guidance of the Babaji. And the trust is getting money through the yantra, and the expenditures are borne by me. So there is no expenditure for the trust, only the income is there. Little by little, we are building up the fund for this, and by helping the people.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who are listening, a yantra is a visual symbol that is used much like a meditation focus of a mantra. Now, does the would you like to give a website where people can order the Babaji yantra?
Yeah, it is available in US itself, and this is available with one great divine person by name Raj Anand. His website address I will give you, www. Can you write down?
Yes, go ahead.
Website address is www. Sacred. S CRED.
Mm-hmm.
Catalog. CATALOG. .com.
Excellent. And those are $50 US, is that correct?
Yeah, $50. There is another, my website, you may be knowing it, www.babajisannidhan.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is my website you are aware about, no?
Pardon me?
You are aware about my website, no? Babajisannidhan.com?
Yes, I am, but
yeah.
I wanted you to be able to tell our listeners.
If you are able to, that is www.babajisannidhan.com. I'll repeat it again. www.babajisannidhan.com. So these are the two websites. Persons who want it in US can straight away get in touch with Rajanand at www.sacredcatalog.com. He will be able to deliver there itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'll definitely be in touch with you about these Babaji yantras because I'm very interested, and I know that in North America, all those people that are followers of Self-Realization Fellowship and Paramahansa Yogananda's path should be very interested to hear about this.
At
this point in time, I still have a couple of more questions for Dr. Raj Gopal, but before I do that, I want to invite anyone who would have questions that can call in. That's toll-free in USA and Canada, and those questions can be called in at 888-228-4494, and in worldwide, that's 877-489-6350. I'll repeat those numbers. If you have a question to call in, you may call in at USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, and worldwide, 877-489-6350. Now, a couple of questions, if I may. One of the things that I'm sort of curious about is, are you familiar with Sri Ramana Maharshi?
Who?
Sri Ramana Maharshi.
Absolutely. One of this pilgrimage tour, what I am taking place, probably I am planning it, Ramana Maharshi's 129th birth Jayanti is being celebrated during next January. And one of the visit what we are planning is to be there on Maharshi's ashram at Tiruvannamalai, which is also is another Siddhas connected place. It's a very beautiful temple is there, and a very beautiful mountain is there, which is an energetic mountain. Ramana's life is something immaculate, there is no words to explain it. It's only one bit of that experience where I come to know about it, I will explain to you. Ramana Maharshi had a very deep-rooted skin-related problem when he was sitting, you know, and he never attended to it with any medicine or anything. Yet, a very highly learned person approached him and asked him why there are best of the medicines are available, your disciples are there all over the world, they can give, flick of the second they can give you medicines and it can be cured, why you are suffering with this one. Ramana Maharshi said, I did not invite this one to me. It has come of its own and it has to go of its own. I am not just the least bothered about it. This is what it is. Seshadri Iyengar is one of the disciple of Maharishi. He had a ability to study like the great Yukteswar. He had a very great ability to study the mind of a person when he sits in front of one. Seshadri Swamigal was once sitting in front of Ramana Maharishi, and Maharishi was sitting in front of him, and time went on. But Seshadri Swamigal was not able to read anything of the mind of the Ramana Maharishi, and finally uttered, "What a Brahmam it is." That is, Brahmam is the most, the supreme soul. What a Brahmam it is. Nothing can be found out from his mind. So that was the greatness of Ramana Maharishi. His mind has become still and nothing can be found out. See, if I am sitting in front of you, some thoughts go in front of me, you are able to read it. It is, the success is attained when no thoughts come and no thoughts go. That is the highest state of meditation when we go into the Turiya level. And this Maharishi was in such a state which was identified by Seshadri Swamigal, one of his disciples. The greatness of very great soul.
Well, I need to relate a story to you, since you told me how you came into instructions from Babaji to do your mind scope. I want to share an experience with you with Sri Ramana Maharshi. When I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, years and years ago, there was a newspaper there that published an article about a man named Baba Ram Das, and one of the Sri Ramana Maharshi techniques was that he taught to his apparently more high disciples was the Vichara, which was a meditation of who am I. And the who am I technique was basically to put the thought I in the center of the forehead and put your full concentration there. And then after repeating the question, who am I, many times, you then keep your focus between your third eye and then ask the questions, I'm not my body, I'm not my internal organs, I'm not my thoughts, I'm not this spot, what spot? And the first time I did that, I went through a doorway and stayed there for about 3 days. That was my first spiritual experience. So I have a very deep regard for Sri Ramana Maharshi. And after that, the next, about a week later, I came into his book called The Path of Self-Knowledge, which I think is, well, I still have it. It's been some years now, so I'm very appreciative of that technique. Now, before we say goodnight to you, Dr. Raj Gopal, is there something that I've not touched upon that you might want to share with our audience this evening?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you repeat it?
Yes. Is there anything else you care to share with us this evening?
Yeah, one information, you had an experience about Ramana Maharishi. It was a few years back. There is an, now every HR program so is done across the globe on how to tune the human minds of the executives. They take up that who I am, the process. Yeah, worldwide, it is who I am is the biggest process. There is an Indian society here called Indian Society for Applied Behavioral Science. So I was happened to be as an executive of company long back. I was had an experience of attending this 5 days program, in which we are taking lunch. You know, one girl was totally upset. She had a love affair with somebody, and she was not able to contact. And she was talking to the group. You know, I was in one particular group. She was talking to the group and saying, "I am so much upset." I told, "What do you mean so much upset? Why should you get upset? No, somebody utters you something nonsense, you definitely get hurt." I said, somebody is uttering nonsense. If you don't take it in the right sense, we won't get upset at all. Why should you? No, how do I do that one, sir? Suddenly, I thought of Ramana Maharishi, who I am process. Immediately, I was given an answer, and I shared with that girl and the entire group. The experience goes like that. I'll repeat it what I went on. I told them, when you open the Bhagavad Gita of Lord Krishna, there are two things. The charity is there, and Arjuna is there, and Sri Krishna is there. Sri Krishna is the Paramatma, that means omnipotent, omnipresent. It is embodiment of the entire universe. Sri Krishna, Paramatma, and Jivatma is Arjuna. Jivatma is human beings, Paramatma is God. So now, whenever a bad situation arises to you, you convert you come to a situation, there can be only two things in the world. One is Jivatma, one is Paramatma. I am Jivatma, and rest of everything is Paramatma, that is God. So, whenever any incident happens to you, what you do is, you convert yourself into a Jivatma, and you consider whatever happening outside, including the incidents and the objects available outside, is a Paramatma. For example, if somebody is bringing and keeping a footwear in front of you, which is a rotten footwear, you need not get upset. What is the reason? You are Jivatma, and you are not the footwear. It is something other than you. Something other than you is Paramatma. So that means the footwear is nothing other than, none other than Paramatma. Paramatma is the embodiment of God. You let respect. When somebody is attacking you, they are attacking you. You are not attacking yourself. Somebody is attacking you. And that somebody is Paramatma. So when you accept that one as Paramatma, and you are not getting hurt. The people were thrilled about this. Next day they shared this information with every group. And this information just passed in my mind just 1 second, you know, just meditating on Ramana Maharishi, who I am process. This is how the greatness of Ramana Maharishi, and your experience was something great, fantastic.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for being on our show tonight. I hope we can do this again sometime. I know we covered a lot of ground. It seemed like we just started talking and almost an hour has gone by. As usual on our shows, as you know, our show is called ET Yoga, so I try to throw a little bit of extraterrestrial spin on things, and I have a couple of comments I want to pass on now to two or three to our listeners. But I want to thank you very much for being on ET Yoga tonight, and my comments with respect to the extraterrestrial portion of our show, which will be a little smaller tonight than normal because we focus so much on what I would call the yogic aspect. But I want to tell our listeners that with respect to extraterrestrial divination systems, there is one now currently out, and they're called contact cards. And these have been put together by Kim Carlsberg and Daryl Anka. And I have actually the book here and the cards. I find them to be really amazing. And certainly those can be probably researched on the Internet. And they're called contact cards. And I also like to throw a spin on the astrological aspects of our discussions tonight with respect to my own personal experience. And that is, I know a lot of people sometimes get a little bit caught up in what's going to happen to them and are seeking astrologers and psychics to give people ideas about things that are going to happen to them. And I would just like to pass on that in my own personal opinion, it's not really a matter so much of what happens to you, but how you react to it. And I think Dr. Rajagopal also touched on some of these areas in his answers tonight to some of the questions. And clearly from Bashar, who is the person that Daryl Anka channels through, and that's why I mentioned these extraterrestrial divination system, because it's rather new, not many people know about it. And through Bashar, he makes a real point of telling people that the primary job of the rational mind is to put a positive spin on everything that we encounter, and clearly this is a yogic principle as well. But that he really emphasizes the fact that circumstances don't come with built-in meaning, that we place judgment and meaning on external circumstances. And one of the things that, frankly, I used to do about 20, 25 years ago, sometimes when I would do tarot cards or any kind of divination system, I was always maybe overly emphasized whether I thought the cards were good or if they weren't so good, if they were favorable or not favorable. And since then, what I've learned is no matter what you throw, an I Ching or contact cards or an astrology reading or whatever, The main point is to throw a positive spin on it, because it's called positive meaning in and positive experience out. I'd also like to mention that I'm very excited today in particular, because my website just has been updated, and that's at maxwellgreensite.com, and that's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, green as in the color, green, site.com. And at my site now, I've in the new upgrades, there's a new sheet of testimonials. The name of my site is called Healing the Known and the Unknown, and that's a site that deals with strengthening people's immune system all the way up to and including complete immunity from disease. And I also have at that site now two free downloads of information which relate specifically to personal self-empowerment, and also one on people that are involved with abusive relationships, and that relationship can be advanced to any situation that a person is in where they feel they've given away their power and they're now being abused. And those two are free downloads at my site, as well as a one-hour video which includes my appearance on Beyond the Matrix, which is Patricia Corey's show. She is the author of the Syrian trilogies. And in addition, on the site now are four audio shows, and these are the first four shows that were ever done on the ET Yoga show. And they cover self-empowerment, healing, they cover spiritual techniques, extraterrestrial meditations, and a complete set of internal methods to be used with respect to attaining self-empowerment and increasing the immune system. And, of course, what I found out over the course of time is that these two intertwine with each other, that when you get to the point of self-empowerment, you also understand that its basis is in developing a perspective that is non-judgmental, because the source of disease is dysfunctional emotions, which are all at its root based in some sort of emotional judgments. So I'd like to pass on to everybody that there's a lot of new things happening at my site, and I'm really appreciative for the following that we have on ET Yoga. And as usual, I'd like to say to all the people out there that my fondest wish for you is for self-realization and full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.